is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Trump fights ban block. Immigrants coming to America. I'm Christopher Cruz. The Trump administration is preparing today to fight a ruling by a federal judge in Seattle. The judge blocked the president's executive order banning travelers and immigrants from seven mostly Muslim countries. Correspondent Jessica Schneider.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer issuing a very lengthy statement, in part saying that the Department of Justice would file an emergency stay of this order. We understand, though, that the DOJ will not be filing that appeal immediately.
Air France and Qatar Airways are reportedly now letting people from the seven countries affected by the order board flights to the U.S. In this week's Democratic media address, Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts strongly criticized Republicans.
We'll stand up to President Trump. It won't be his cabinet of big oil, big banks, and billionaires. It won't be Republicans in Congress.
Markey said in less than a month, President Trump has disrespected the rule of law. I'm Christopher Cruz. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis ended his visit to Japan today with a strong statement about America's commitment to the defense of the island.
Let me assure you that President Trump's administration places a high priority on this region and specifically on long-term allies like Japan.
There have been concerns about whether President Trump is committed to the region, but Mattis sought to quiet those concerns.
One thing is certain. The alliance between the United States and Japan is enduring and will remain as the cornerstone of peace and security in the Asia-Pacific region.
Mattis says the U.S. cannot afford to ignore destabilizing moves by Iran, but he said America has no plans to respond to those moves by increasing its military presence in the Middle East. The USS Cole is patrolling the waters off the coast of Yemen today. The Navy destroyer is protecting those waters from Yemeni-based, Iranian-backed militia fighters. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
People who overeat during national holidays and big sporting events like tomorrow's big game are 10 times more likely to need emergency medical attention for food obstruction than at any other time.
A study led by a University of Florida researcher collected information over an 11-year period from a Boston Medical Center emergency room. Most of the problems involved men, and most came during or just after Thanksgiving. But other big dates on the calendar, like New Year's Day or Super Bowl Sunday, were also associated with a higher number of cases. The research says portion size and how quickly people gobble their goodies, along with alcohol consumption, were listed as possible risk factors. I'm Jan Johnson.
The New England Patriots face the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51 Sunday in Houston. If the Patriots win, quarterback Tom Brady will get his fifth Super Bowl ring. A 30-second commercial costs a record $5 million this year. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
For your Saturday, look for lots of sunshine, but a chilly high in the mid to upper 40s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Increasing clouds overnight tonight with a low of 34 degrees. And then for your Sunday, mostly cloudy with a low of 52. Partly cloudy overnight Sunday with a low of 38 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. So glad to have you with me this morning. You're not going to believe what I'm looking at. I am looking at beautiful gardens, amazing displays, and just a whole convention center waiting for you at the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show all weekend, this weekend. Spring has sprung. The flowers are in bloom. The waterfalls are running. It is beautiful here. I believe we have 8 to 10 gardens.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. And they're not just, you know, a 10 by 10. These are works of art. So you don't want to miss this. Where is it? Well, it's at the Knoxville Convention Center, downtown Knoxville. Excuse me. Doors open at 10 o'clock, and we'll be here tonight until 8. Tomorrow, Sunday, 11 to 5. There's a weekend pass, so if you want to come both days, you can pay $15 for the weekend pass as opposed to $10 per adult, $8 65 and over, and $5 6 through 12 under 6 is free. We are happy to have some selected guests here. Scott Brokamp from His Security. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dawn.
Glad to have you.
Thank you, as always.
And Brandon Friedman from Master Remodelers. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Good to see you again, Dawn.
Thank you. We spend a fair amount of time with His Security and Master Remodelers Roofing Division. So we're going to integrate some of our talking points today for your listening pleasure. Don't forget Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show today. Doors open at 10. Don't miss it. You can come see us in our neighborhood. We're in the 5000 neighborhood. Where are you, Scott? What neighborhood are you in?
Oh, you know, I don't remember. I think we're around the 1000 aisle.
Okay. Okay. Well, I saw you. I know you're here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I wasn't able to be here yesterday. So, you know, I'm starting early today.
Well, you've been training for several weeks now. So I know what you're doing. You're down in Hotlanta. Good thing you got out of there before the Super Bowl. You'd be overwhelmed today.
Boy, before the Super Bowl and before traffic.
Yes.
You know, that was the key.
No kidding. All right. If you have questions about roofing or about security, about cameras, anything like that, we are live here at the Dogwood House and Garden Show, and we want you to join us at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. All right, first up, Brandon, let's talk about roofs. Roofs. How do you say that word?
You know, that I think is probably the hardest answer I could give anybody ever. I get asked that question all the time. You know, and I guess it's okay if you want to say it's a roof. Like a dog, that's fine.
Okay, I see how you're gonna spin this. All right, well, I say roof most of the time. Every once in a while, roof comes out. But whatever you call it, that thing that keeps us dry on the top of our homes. Let's talk about what kind of roof types we have, especially here in Knoxville. What do you see most of?
You know, mostly what I see here in Knoxville are shingles. Now, there's two different types of shingles. You have a what they call a three-tab shingle, which is a 25-year lifespan. Some of them were 20 years at one point.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Some of them were. Some of them now, most of them all are pretty much 25. And we also have a 30-year, which is an architectural shingle. It's that one that you see kind of maybe looks a little bit more raised up. Almost
more
like
shakes.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
Kind of, you know, but not really quite that much. That was the idea, I think, originally when they made them.
But it looks nice. It doesn't look so flat. And that's kind of a little appealing, too, especially if you have any kind of imperfections in your roof. The architectural shingle, doesn't that kind of help hide that a little bit?
Oh, it sure does. You know, before, when it was just the three-tab shingles, any little bump, any little anything would stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
You know, and now it kind of camos it in, and it does look better, too.
I agree. And they are a little bit more, though. Can you talk about, like, per square, how much more a three-tab is to the 30-year dimensional?
Yes. Now, you got to be a little bit careful. Anymore these days, the three-tab shingle is not that much difference from your architectural shingle.
Really?
As far as cost-wise. Now, I will say my installers, they tend to not like the three tab as much as they do the dimensional.
Because not as forgiving, huh?
No, it's not as forgiving.
No.
But anymore, they're really cost comparison. The big difference that I see in the cost is about $10. We measure roofs in a square, so like a 10 by 10 area.
So 100 square feet.
100 square feet, exactly. Okay. In the roofing world, we call that a square.
Okay.
So you'll get... Per square, you know, your three-tab shingles may be $10 less than what...
Oh, my goodness.
...than what your architectural shingles
$10.
Are.
So, really, it's a no-brainer. And really, I mean, let's be honest. A three-tab shingle that says it's 25 years is probably, in this East Tennessee weather and heat, not 25 years.
Right. I don't want to go against any of the manufacturers.
I know, but we're real here.
Right. I just don't want to get a letter from them later,
yeah.
You know.
Hey.
Let's get some love mail from them.
Okay, and speaking of that, one thing that I'm really proud of you for is attaining two different certifications for Master Remodelers Roofing Division. We're GAF certified. GAF.
Yes, we are.
And then we just got another certification.
I believe we're in the works with it.
Oh, we're in the works, okay.
We're in the works with it.
Okay, so can we announce that?
I think we can. Hopefully our GAF representative doesn't get too mad at us for it. But it's also TAMCO as well.
Okay, all right. And they're both quality shingles, been around. The companies have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And their warranties set them apart.
Oh, absolutely. That is the big difference, is the actual backing of the warranty for each manufacturer.
You know, and I try to talk to people about that, even in remodeling. You know, a warranty is only as good as the company behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say GAF steps up. They'll call us to work on a warranty that we didn't necessarily install because of weather or something. And, you know, so they're calling us to make sure... Not only that we go out and do it, because they know we will, but also they'll call us when we're done to make sure that it was done and we were happy, or did we see anything else that we needed to look at. That's a company that cares.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's so unusual. It's kind of like having a physician call you 3 days later and say, how are you feeling? And you kind of go, what?
Now, I think that would require a psychiatrist.
Well done, Scott. Well done. All right, let's talk about weight limits. For roofs, can I put a 50-year shingle on any roof?
If there was shingles there before, in theory, yes.
Okay.
Now, the big part of the weight limit is it has to do with whether or not you're going to be a shingled roof, or if you're going to have maybe like a tile roof, like a slate roof, or a concrete. You know, some of them now. You know, you see them more. I like to call them like a southwestern look,
yeah.
Or like a Santa Fe type.
Yeah,
type
and I
look.
Love Santa Fe roofs. So you kind of expect to see that in an adobe home.
Right.
Okay.
You expect to see that maybe
sure.
Some more like
Spanish
the Sequoia Hills area. It's
yeah.
A Spanish tile.
Oh
yes.
Yeah, and they're here in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm, they sure,
sure
are. But they're actually made out of concrete. The original ones were made out of terracotta, which
yes.
Was a real soft clay.
Yes.
But now they're made out of concrete.
Even though they're the terracotta color, they're still made out of concrete.
Yeah, the terracotta ones you can still get, but they're very proud of them.
Oh, okay.
They're very proud of them.
I gotcha. Okay, let's talk about, is there something that we need to do as a roofing company to reinforce a roof to put a tile on it.
Yes, and the big thing is to have an engineer say, okay, that's the big part. Because an engineer will actually look at what the house can withstand as a load.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also have to allot for your snow load, too, for your snow weight.
Is there a snow load here?
There is, actually.
They really do talk about that here. Whoa. Okay. I guess it's more ice than anything.
Right.
But we do get snow.
Yeah, it does come.
And it is heavy because it usually warms up really fast and does get really heavy. All right. So what do you see as what is the reinforcement typically that an engineer will suggest if you have to reinforce a roof?
If you have to add to it, normally what I see is you may wind up adding a beam. You may wind up adding a few trusses to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And a large part of that has to do with the spacing of your trusses, too.
Yes, yes.
And also, you know, you got to be careful because, you know, whenever you build a house brand new, your roof goes on before you ever put any of the drywall on in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because that roof is what's helping hold that whole thing together.
It's all part of the package.
You know, and if there's too much weight in there, things may shift the wrong way. If there's not enough weight up there, it's going to start to sway and move and bend in the wind, per se, I guess. You know?
Well, and that's one of the things that I really love about Master Remodelers and the roofing division specifically is if there's a question, we're hauling the engineer out to look at it. We're not taking those chances. And I don't like to hear, it'll be all right. I can promise you it'll be all right because we've had it checked out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we may have been doing this for many, many, many collective years, but however, we're not the engineer. We're the contractor.
Exactly.
And the engineer, he's the one that's going to sit down and do that math and say, yes, it will or it won't.
And even though you can probably tell me and I could probably tell you what the fix is in certain situations, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I may be right, but, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, 20 years of experience does not tell me how to engineer a roof or how to engineer a certain beam with a huge span. That's what the engineers are for. That's why you hire professional contractors. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up, we're going to be talking about professional install versus two chucks in a truck. And what else might you want to be thinking about as you're having your roof installed? More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
To get stuff done around the house, we've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer, Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
If you haven't been to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, you owe yourself a short drive to Balm Drive. These guys are amazing. And today, they're at the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show, so you can meet them personally. John Gardner and his team are amazing. They have seeds that are grown specifically for the Knoxville area. When do I plant those seeds? They'll tell you that. And after I plant them, then what do I do? And oh, by the way, you know, my lawnmower was acting up a little bit last year, but at the end of the season, well, they also have a full repair and service center. They have all the Toro zero turns, and they're located, if you're looking for the showroom, on Balm Drive in Bearden. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Call 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and you're tuning in to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI, the most listened to show of the weekend. I want to thank you very much to our listeners for joining me, for coming by to say hi. We are live at the Dogwood House and Garden Show today. We actually do have a display here, and we are very happy to meet you, so please come down and say hi. Today, the convention center opens up at 10 o'clock, and we'll be here tonight until 8 o'clock. I will not be here that late, but I will be here till 3 or 4 today, so come by and say hi. Scott's laughing. Sunday, 11 to 5, so there are lots of us here to help you. If you haven't been to a Dogwood show in a while, this is the day. This is the time. There are more vendors here than I've seen in a very long time, and we do this show every year. There are 7 to 10, I can't tell you the exact number of gardens here, and they are not 10 by 10s. They're more like 20 by 50. They're huge, and these are what I would call artscapes. And speaking of artscapes, there are all kinds of things here. There's a renovation section. There's a Knox Create or Create Knox section right behind us. We are in the 5,000 block, the 5,000 block of your neighborhood here in the Knoxville Convention Center. So come by and say hi to us. We'd be happy to meet you, talk with you. If you have a remodeling project, even better. We have lots of photos of our work on display. And, of course, there's many, many other things that we just can't possibly show you everything over 20 years. Joining me today is Scott Brokamp, fresh out of training in Atlanta. Scott is you are the CEO, right?
Yeah, we don't do these fancy titles.
Okay. Anyway, you're an owner of His Security. And just a great company. I love working with Scott. He's very professional and reasonable, and really does understand the technical part of the security business. And that's why we're going to talk all our next hour about security. But this segment, I thought maybe we would interface with Brandon, talking about the difference of, what to look at when you're replacing a roof, who should replace your roof, and also what else might we think about as we're replacing that roof. Yeah. So Brandon from Master Remodelers, glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
All right, let's talk about having a professional install versus having two chucks in a truck.
Well, great. And I want to say you got to be careful with the two chucks in a truck. You know, there's one thing that I know they offer as far as their warranty, and it's a taillight guarantee. If you don't know what that is, it's whenever the taillights leave your driveway, you can guarantee they're never coming back.
Oh, man. So. You know, and that's so true. And I hate to say this, but we saw this coming in the hailstorm. Mm-hmm. And tried to tell people, and at the time, I didn't have a roofing division, so I didn't have a dog in the fight, but every Saturday I would hammer home, stay with a local company, because that taillight guarantee came to fruition.
Oh, yes, it does.
It really did. And we're now putting back a lot of, and stripping and re-roofing a lot of those roofs.
We do. We wound up, which, you know, for us, it's kind of okay. I mean, we don't ever want to turn away business, but I do feel bad for a lot of people that were taken advantage of.
Yeah. It's sad, and it breaks my heart. And especially people that might not be aware of what to look for. So what are the questions that we should ask when we're in front of a roofing company?
You know, I think my number one question for a roofing company is, at least for me anyways, is maybe a little bit of a different question than maybe what you might normally ask. My first question is what time do you guys show up for work? You know, because that's kind of really important. You know, mm-hmm. I found that with a lot of two chucks in a truck, these guys will show up at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. you know, which is fine. Maybe they want it to be, if it's cold outside, I get that. We showed up a little bit
absolutely.
Later. So, you know, even our crews, if it's too cold outside, we got to have some sun out there to heat that bad boy up.
Yeah, and we really don't want to be up there with any kind of frost on that roof at all.
No. You know, and I think the next question to ask, too, is what time do you guys go home?
Mm.
You know, when is your start? When is
you're
your
right.
stop?
You're right. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, and the reason I ask that is because, you know, like I said, with two chucks and a truck, you know, they may say it's a summer, perfect weather kind of day. You know, normally you should be starting right as soon as the sun's coming up, you
absolutely.
Know, or whatever your city ordinance will allow you.
Yes, yes.
You know, but then instead of showing up at 10 and leaving at the end of the day, whenever the light goes away, these guys will leave 2, 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
that's the difference. That, at least for me, that's the question I want to know is what type of ethic do you guys keep for yourself as a standard for work?
That's a huge question, Brandon, and it reveals a lot beyond just the answer to the question. It reveals a lot about work ethic, about management, about, you know, how often they fish. Or maybe deer hunting. I think we're out of season right now, but I know that was an issue a few weeks back for some companies. All right, so beyond that, what else do we want to talk about?
As far as going back on, to pick the right contractor is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you're picking that contractor, people are so apt to just take the person's word in front of them.
Or the people they like.
Or the people they like. The people that they're comfortable with.
Yes.
You know,
and that's important.
It is.
To a point.
To a point. Sometimes the right decision is not the popular decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of people run into problems, I think, mm-hmm. is they'll take that person who's standing there in front of them and go, well, you know, as humans, we naturally want to please one another.
Especially in, you know, in the South.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we're kind
we're nice.
Right. We were born and made to do that.
Yeah.
But I think that you need to really look at the actual company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can go make a logo, put a nice fancy shirt on, and go out there and go, hey, you know what? I'm a roofing contractor today. Today we got this bad boy.
All right.
But that's not the case. You actually should take the time to see the complaints on BBB.
Yes.
You should take the time. You know, and you're not going to please everybody. If somebody tells me they've never had a complaint in 20 years of business, I think they're full of it.
Well, and it's not about the complaints. It is, but it's not. Because really, like you say, 20 years, yes, I've had a complaint. It's
exactly.
what we do about that problem.
Yeah. And that's the big part.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. All right. So we have insurance. Not
yes.
only do we have workman's compensation and general liability, but we verify that our installers have that insurance as well.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
It's a double layer of protection for the homeowner. Because you get somebody up on the roof, and we're not fooling around up there. Those guys are flying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just really good at what they do. But we have to make sure that they're tied off, that they've done the right thing, especially on steep pitch. But any roof, any pitch roof, even a flat roof. I mean, if you fall off, you're still going to get hurt.
Right. You know, a lot of people don't know that part about the insurance. I mean, if somebody falls off of your roof and they don't have insurance, that's your house. I hope you have a good umbrella policy.
Yes. Yes. And it's not going to be good.
No, it's not. You know, it's not the fall that hurts.
It's the sudden stop.
Yep.
All right. And so while we're on the subject of talking about roofing, let's talk about what else Scott Brokamp from his security. What else could we be looking at while we're that high and working at that level of our home?
Yep. So, you know, a lot of times when you're in that phase or in that part, there's open soffits, there's mm-hmm. there's some opportunities. A lot of times things are coming off and going back on. So it's a great opportunity for customers to maybe upgrade those security lights because mm-hmm. a lot of times, even like I'd had mine done a few years back, and one of the questions was, hey, we have to take these down. If you want to get us some new fixtures, we'll put those up for you.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
Like, hey, that's awesome.
Yeah,
great. So
yeah,
I ran to Home Depot. Well, but same thing, you know, it's a great time if that soffit's open and, hey, you know, if you want to get some camera wires in place.
Ooh,
or
that's a great idea.
Some other wiring that mm-hmm. you may have thought of, it's a good opportunity because it's open there at that soffit area.
All right, we're going to talk about budget and how to handle some of that because some of this is not an expected situation every time.
That's right.
And you know, it might be a big enough outlay that you can't really think about, well, you know, yeah, I'd like to have cameras, but maybe this isn't the time. However, we could do some pre-wiring.
Yeah.
And just have it up there. And then once the sting of the roof or the expense, you know, lessons as we go, then it's call his security. I'm ready for those cameras.
And absolutely.
The wiring is there and we're ready to go.
Yep, that's it.
I love it.
It's just like with anything. If it's open and you've got an opportunity to be able to kind of cover yourself in the future, do it.
Well, yeah. And even when I didn't build my condo, but when the condo was going in, I pre-wired it and pre-plumbed it for an in-house vacuum system. And I didn't get the whole vac system for 3 years. Yeah. But the point was, when I wanted it, all I had to do was go out there and put the canister up, and away we go.
That's right.
You know? All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're taking your calls, and we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Geothermal HVAC. What is it? It's the most energy efficient way to heat and cool your home and business. It's more efficient than natural gas, propane, or electric heat pumps. That's a fact. How much more? Up to 70% more efficient. How is it so much more efficient? While the air temperature is hot in the summer and cold in the winter, the temperature underground is a constant temperature year-round. The winter weather is finally here. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. A&C Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. A&C Trades, proud member of the Home Builders Association and serving East Tennessee since 1977.
This is Halloran Hilton Hill for Office Furniture Outfitters. Used furniture from the best brands at a fraction of the price. I shop with them. I love them. Plus, they're local. New furniture. They're your Herman Miller dealer. They've updated the Aeron chairs. More comfortable, easier to adjust. Office Furniture Outfitters has them in their state-of-the-art showroom. If you need office furniture, then you need Office Furniture Outfitters. Near UT on the corner of 17th and Grand, or just go to ofonox.com.
This is Cumulus Knoxville General Manager Ken Salyer. Executive Building Solutions has been cleaning our offices and broadcast center for over a year. They continue to maintain a high standard, and I'm very impressed with the quality of their work. Executive Building Solutions clients range from Y-12 Federal Credit Union, dialysis clinic, and numerous medical and business offices. If you need your offices cleaned, regardless of size, I highly recommend Suzanne Crisp and her staff at Executive Building Solutions. Reach them today at 933-1766.
Look for a sunny and cool Saturday afternoon with high temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Overnight tonight, we'll see increasing clouds with a low of 34. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Partly cloudy Sunday night with a low of 38. And then showers arrive for the afternoon on Monday with a high near 59. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. We are broadcasting live from the 2016 Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show. Doors open at 10 o'clock, and we'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. You don't want to miss this. This is one of the best Dogwood displays, Dogwood Arts House and Garden Shows that I have ever seen, and I've been doing this for at least 16 years. I'd have to go back and check, but a long time. So I've seen many, many of these. These guys, these landscapers, they have gone all out for you. Flowers are in bloom. It looks like spring. It smells like spring. And everyone is different. Everyone is different. Now, I got to tell you that part of the spring smell is the mulch, but, you know, we're getting over that. It's been down for about 3 days, so it's not too bad now. But when you came in here during the week, because we actually built our display for you here, the mulch was pretty prevalent in here. But there are lots of goodies here. There's arbors. There's a really cool thing. I'm going to call it, hardscape, but it's down in the renovation and the reusing section. Done by HGTV, it's an arch. Let's call it an arch.
An arch.
It is beautiful. You want to take a look at that. That's in the far left corner near the HGTV stage. Speaking of the HGTV stage, there are lots of folks that really want you to come out and hear them today. Starting at 11 o'clock, Mark Bow is going to be here from Work Hard, Be Kind, Take Pride. And he's going to be talking about best tips for working with historic materials, stains, and barnwood furnishings. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about doing some kind of a barnwood wall, maybe an accent wall, this might be just exactly what you had in mind. And don't forget, at 1 o'clock again today, Listed Sisters is going to come. No demo, reno. They are amazing. They were on the Halloran show yesterday, and we just had a really good time with them here in our booth. Jason Varney will be in at 2:30. Joe Fox, Tyler Fogarty, and Luke Kanzorski, I guess that's right, from Real Estate Investing Tips will be in at 4, and 5 o'clock is Parker Andis, Gardens and Grounds. He is the director of horticulture at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. That should be really interesting. So 11, 1, 2:30, 4, and 5, a full day packed with stage shows as well as beautiful, beautiful landscapes here. It's unbelievable what some of these guys have done. And I have seen them grow through the years. Patrick Beasley is one of them, and he's in the far left front. I saw him go from cans, garbage cans, and a little bit of wood to full-blown arbors out there and waterfalls. So that it, you know, these guys grow as they go. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing what's going on. Don't miss it. Doors open at 10, $15 for the weekend pass, $10 to get in, and then, of course, there's a senior discount and discount for children. Right now, we are live in our neighborhood. We're in the 5,000 neighborhood of the Knoxville Convention Center, and we would love to see you today. I'll be here and would love to meet you and talk with you either about the show or maybe about your remodeling project. But right now, Brandon from Master Remodelers is here. And Brandon, you head up our roofing division, don't you?
Oh, I like to think that I do.
Yeah, I think you do. All right, let's talk about the next part of our conversation about roofing is talking about actual replacement versus reusing. Now, we're not talking about reusing the roof. We're really talking about specifically something else.
Yes, more along the lines of like the flashings that you have on your roof.
The flashing. Oh, my gosh. Every time I hear somebody's got a flashing leak, I cringe because you know what's coming.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's actually, you know, probably about half of what you would have spent on the entire roof to have those repaired a lot of the times.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. And as we go through still recovering from the hailstorm, I think a lot of folks, and not all roofers are like this, guys, so this is not what I'm saying, but a lot of the out-of-town people came in and got paid for things that they should have, would have, could have done and didn't.
Right.
And so we are going back. In fact, I was telling you on the break that we had a client that just loved this lady. She's so sweet. Her husband was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she wanted an age-in-place bathroom. No problem. We could do that. But when I walked in, the first thing that struck me was all the watermarks on her ceiling around her chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, yeah. She says, you know, I've had that fixed, and it's still leaking, and I've had it fixed three or four times. I said, who fixed it? And she wouldn't tell me who it was, which was fine. But she said, you know, I don't know who to call, and I don't know what to do. You know, she's not in a place where she shops for roofs all the time. So I was very grateful to have someone in-house that we could talk to, that we could refer to, and then she could look me in the eye and say, this is good, or, gee, this isn't right yet. I wasn't worried, but she sure was.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing about roofs are is it's like buying a car, you know, at least the cost-wise of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you right now, if I went out and bought a brand-new Cadillac and the window leaked, I'd be very upset.
Yeah.
Very upset.
Good point. Really good point. Yeah.
You know, and what happened a lot – you know, like you were talking about with the chimney, there's two parts of flashing that go on that chimney. There's one that step flashes all the way around that chimney, and then there's a counter flash that goes over that step flashing.
So the counter flash is the smooth part.
Right. Well,
it's more of a one-piece deal.
It looks
one or
like
two
a
piece.
It looks like a one or two-piece
okay.
deal.
All
and
right.
what it is, it's metal that has been bent, and what they'll actually cut into the block of the chimney.
Well, that's a really important statement.
Yes,
because many times I see people nail and caulk and not cut.
Right. Well, you do have to have something in there to hold that. So
well, of course.
There is a fastener that goes on the outside
sure.
of that. But the cutting into the block, the big part of that is now you're creating a full seal. It's mm-hmm. to where that metal can actually go into that block. And then, yes, you do also have to caulk and seal around it, too.
Absolutely.
But it cuts down the room, or it cuts down the margin of error there. Mm-hmm. You know, if not, if you just kind of try to glue it to that to that chimney and then fill it up full
yeah.
of caulk, you know.
Might be why that flashing isn't working
yeah,
for you in
almost,
a year or two.
Almost guaranteed
when they're
that's
gone.
The problem.
Mm-hmm. When they're gone.
Oh, yeah. After that taillight guarantee has gone into effect.
Oh, no. Okay, so if I know the shingle that I've ordered, you know, in during this time,
mm-hmm.
and I call that manufacturer and say, hey, it's only been 5 years or 6 years or whatever it's been. What happens then?
Well, each manufacturer is a little bit different. I know with our GAF
mm-hmm.
that I because we're a master elite contractor for GAF, we can their warranty will back a lot.
Even if they have to call someone else to
Even if they have to call somebody
yes.
else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will include the chimney,
mm-hmm.
too, as well.
Really?
Because your chimney is a part of your roof. That's a part of your roofing system.
Absolutely.
You know, that's everybody forgets. They're like, well, the chimney's a separate part. No, I mean, it's still keeping the house dry.
All right. So we got a caller on the line. Bill's on the line. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Around the House.
How about...
Hey, how you doing? I just caught you. Can you start over? I'm sorry. I made a late connection.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I talked to this guy from Colorado. He's a roofer. And he came in for the hail. And,
yes.
But this was about a year afterwards. And he was still in. And I said, are you going back to Colorado? He said, no. He said, in Colorado, they halfway through the roofing, they make you stop and they have to inspect it. And then, at the end of the roofing job, you have to call them and they have to come back out and inspect it. And we don't do that in Tennessee. So mm-hmm. I'm to him and he said, you know, that it's a much better place for roofers because there are no inspections. And my question is that good or bad?
That's a good question, Bill.
You know, Bill, that's actually a very good question. You know, if you look at Florida, too, Florida has a four-stage process before...
For roofing?
For roofing. There's four steps or four inspections
wow.
on that. Which, you know, Miami-Dade did that whole
sure.
revamping of all that. But, you know, the big part about that is here, it does make it a little bit easier because there may be a day or two in between before you can get an inspector to come back out to your
mm-hmm.
house. You know, I think as homeowners, we don't want to crawl up there. I would never recommend crawling up there, especially if you're not comfortable up there.
Well, you don't know what you're looking for anyway, really.
Right, you know, and if you don't know what you're looking at, I mean... I'm not a mechanic. I can look at a car and tell you that's a car,
mm-hmm.
but I can't tell you how to fix the bad boy.
Exactly. Or what's wrong with it.
Or what's wrong with it, exactly. Mm-hmm. I just know it's broke, don't work. You know, and that's kind of the problem we have with our roofs. You know, it would be nice to have that peace of mind that there's an inspection process going through that, but without actually getting up there and looking at it and know what you're looking at, it's kind of really hard to vet that process. I mean, you can have an inspector come back out. You can have a home inspector come
sure.
and look at it later,
sure.
too. You know, but the problem with hiring individual inspectors is I think a lot of them have their own book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes from the same library, but there's a different author.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is if you hire a good contractor that's been in business, that really knows what they're doing, they're going to come back if, for some reason, you do have an issue. The problem with the Colorado guy is I talk to a lot of people And some of them just left within the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. But I talked to a lot of people that said, you know, they hired somebody out of town because they said they weren't leaving, they're not going anywhere. Well, you know, eventually family calls,
right,
or whatever, your roots call you back. And then you've got a 50-year roof with two years into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got to have somebody that you know will start with the right stuff and finish with the right stuff. And I also think it's important with the contract to have specifically what you're going to do. This is the underlayment I'm going to use.
Yes.
This is the flashing that I'm going to do. I'm not just going to say I'm going to re-roof your house, because honestly, that doesn't necessarily include flashing.
Right. That's too vague of a scenario. Yeah. You know, if you have a chimney, that needs to be in your contract. But, you know, I think the big part is making sure that your contractor is actually certified by whatever manufacturer that they use. Because that manufacturer is going to vet that contractor. And, you know, like for master remodelers, I don't want to have to fix it again. If I have to come back, that means that we did something wrong. You know, I'm a firm believer, if you're going to do it right. If not, what's the point in doing it at all?
Is that helpful to you, Bill?
Thank you very much. You're
welcome. Thank you for calling. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to have our final segment coming up about roofing, taking your calls when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Now breaking out 2-on-1. Here's Benazza. Got him in shot. He scores! What a shot by Andrew Benazza.
The Knoxville Ice Bears host the Columbus Cottonmouths tonight for Star Wars Night. Joining them will be special guest, the 501st Legion, to meet and greet with fans. Come for the fun and dress up as your favorite Star Wars character. Groups of 10 or more get a free Ice Bears hat for each member of your party. Puck drops at 7:30. For tickets, call 525-7825 or visit KnoxvilleTickets.com.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Tune in for News Talk's newest show, Howlin' Yarbrough, weekdays from 10 to noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7. Thank you for making us the most listened to radio show on the weekends. How exciting. Glad to have you joining us this morning. We are live at the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show. Amazing, amazing displays here. You do not want to miss this. I had so much fun yesterday walking around and seeing the finished displays that these folks have been working on for more than a week, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work here. A lot of heavy equipment was in here. In fact, Thursday night when I got here, there was a cloud of smoke here in the convention center, and that's all cleared out now. And all you see is beautiful gardens, displays, and lots of folks offering you things that you might not find all in one spot.
Yep.
And so it's really nice to have the Knoxville Convention Center here for us. Today, they open at 10. They're here till 8. Saturday today is a big day on the DIY stage. You're going to see Mark Bowe here at 11 o'clock. He's with the Work Hard, Be Kind, and Take Pride show. Listed Sisters from No Demo Reno. Also on the HGTV network. And they're going to be here at 1 o'clock. Jason Varney, Planning, Budgeting, and Completing a Job from the Start, is at 2:30. 4 o'clock, Joe Fox, Tyler Fogarty, and Luke Kenziorski. Okay, I probably mashed that. Real Estate Investing Tips. And 5 o'clock, Parker Andis, Maintaining the Gardens and Grounds at the Biltmore Estate. He is the Director of Horticulture at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. All right, so we've got 11, 1, 2:30, 4, and 5. Lots of great things to see here, plus all the gardens and all the other folks. If you want to, you know, step into our neighborhood, we're in the 5000 block, and we would love to see you here. Come by and say hi. We'll be here for you with lots of photos of some of our recent work. All right. Right now we're talking about roofing with Brandon Freeman. He is, the head of our roofing division here at Master Remodelers. And we're excited to have you here as always. I love it when Brandon walks in because he's large and in charge. This guy knows what's going on in roofing. And I'll ask him questions and he'll look at me like, I got this. I know you got it, Brandon, but I have to know at night that everything's the way it's supposed to be. You know me.
I get it. It's a little pat on the back, right?
Exactly. And then, you know, then I say, of course you've got this. So it's nice to know that that you have that well in hand. Sometimes when you visit someone, you go to a homeowners association situation, whether it's a subdivision or condos, townhouses, whatever. How does that affect how you approach the roofing project that needs to be done?
Well, you know, I hate to speak badly about anybody, but I will say HOAs are probably the epitome of just pulling your hair out.
I agree.
If there's anything in this world that you want to be frustrated with, go move where you have a homeowners association. I promise you, you will get upset. You know, and I don't know if it's because, you know, the one lady who runs it or the one guy who runs it, if your house can't be nicer than theirs, I don't know if that's what it is or if it's just designed to not function easily. I think maybe they just put it in there because life maybe was too easy for somebody, so they had to make it a little bit harder.
Well, and some are better than others. You know, there are HOAs, homeowners associations, that run very well.
Oh, yes, there are. Yes, there
My
are.
Homeowners association, if on trash day, you know, by 5 o'clock, if I don't have that trash can back inside my garage, they'll move it up by my entry into my foyer area.
Well, at least they'll move it up. If not, I mean,
but I'm not there. I'm like, can you wait till I get home? And they're nice people, but they just don't get it. Some people are still working.
Yes. Well, you know, and that's what the HOA is there for, is to help keep your neighborhood
exactly
nice.
And it does keep it looking nice.
It does. But, you know, you want to make sure that if you have a homeowners association, that anything, even beyond the roof, anything that you do to the outside of that house, that you have, maybe just go talk to them about it. It's one of those scenarios where you don't want to ask for forgiveness later.
No.
Because your forgiveness will come with a nice letter that says, you have to pay to have this changed now.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And sometimes fines.
So who's responsible for that? Do you go and talk to the HOA, or does the homeowner have to do that?
Well, if the homeowner doesn't tell us there's an HOA, then we don't know.
Ooh, good point.
You know, that's kind of part of it. I don't know that there's really a registry. You know, maybe there's a registry internally with that neighborhood, but I don't know if that there's...
Well, there is on the property.
Right,
because they'll file on the property. So you can look, if you're in Knoxville, you can go to KMS, I think it's KMS, .com or .org, and look it up. But if not, if they're not online, there's, you know, I guess... So you ask that question.
Oh, yes. That's one of the first questions
I
ask.
Okay.
And the reason being is I've only seen this happen one time, and it's a very... it's a house we came in, we put a roof on it, but it was a different color than every other house in the neighborhood.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's didn't really, this was in my early days of doing this, and it didn't really, you know, there was some little lights and whistles going off in the backside of my head, but it didn't really make any sense until about 2 months later. And 2 months later, we had to go back out, when the homeowner had to pay for it again.
Oh, no.
Out of pocket, because they didn't put the right color on. The Homeowners Association said there's a group of colors that you can use.
Yes.
They give you that autonomy, at least. You get
and
to,
it has to be 40 years or more.
Right, right.
Single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You might want to know that about your home, A, before you move in. if that's something that is tough for you to, you know, to handle. And B, definitely before you do any kind of roofing.
Yes, absolutely. I just think it's important to consult with your HOA, and, you know, if you have one. Mm-hmm. If not, you may wind up spending double what you would have originally.
Right.
Because you can't put that evil on the contractor. That's not his fault. He didn't know, or her fault. No, nobody knows but right. you, because you own the home.
You own the home. Okay, that's a really good point. So, Scott Brokamp is also here with me from his security. And I have a question for you about that, homeowners
sure.
associations. Have you run into restrictions about cameras, about lighting, about things like that?
Have not yet.
Have not yet. Oh,
no.
Good.
And a lot of times I think it's because that doesn't necessarily kind of get covered in those HOA covenants.
Oh, they're not there yet.
So, you know, there's some... It and I think... Really, when it comes down to it, you're talking about security, and you're talking about some factors that are going to kind of overrun the color factor of, you know, of the home.
Sure.
Of course, we try to be mindful. We've seen them all the time. These big old honking cameras.
Oh, they're terrible.
In their houses, you know,
it looks like Fort Knox out there.
Yeah, technology today allows us to use a little more compact version, but we try to be very mindful of that as well. You know, I mean, it's not just there's security, but you got to worry about the aesthetics. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to walk up and see this big 12-inch can hanging off the side of a house. So.
All right, so if you see a white soffit, do you put in a white camera?
Yeah.
So, well, we're talking about aesthetics now.
Yeah, well, and exactly.
This is a girl question.
You're right. And so we have painted some housings.
Okay.
So typically, it used to be the camera manufacturers were making a couple of different colors.
Sure.
Well, they've all kind of gone away from that, and they've gone to more of a generic. Some manufacturers use like a gray, and some
right.
use more like a generic kind of a cream color. So, you know, white cream is kind of the most popular because
sure.
it blends in at least in most different color atmospheres.
Okay.
But yes, I have, we have painted some brown, we have painted some black.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Because I don't necessarily want everyone to know that I've installed cameras.
That's right.
You know, and I do live in a condo, so if you were to install cameras on my soffits, you know, if the rest of the unit, there's four of us in one building, don't have cameras, it's going to be kind of obvious that I did that, unless they are color matching, which in my case would be white.
Right.
Up in the soffit, I would assume you're mounting them in the soffit most of the time,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, typically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you ask that question of clients, or... How do you handle that?
It normally gets asked of us first.
Okay.
And so,
yes, I would think so.
Yeah. And typically, it's just kind of rule of thumb. If that question doesn't get asked to us, normally it's not really a big deal.
Okay.
So, but yes, so those, on those particular situations, we always want to make sure our customers are happy. And kind of like you were talking about, you know, that vetting process, you need to make sure somebody's there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I tell you, hey, this white, it's white and it should blend in fine, and it doesn't, you know, if you call me, I've pulled some down and we've painted some.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Okay, I was just kind of curious if the HOAs had gotten involved yet.
I have not heard of any.
I wouldn't be surprised that you would hear that they require, if you have a security system, to have it monitored. So things aren't going off in the neighborhood all hours of the day and night. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and of course, we've got a lot of ordinances on that as well. So
do you?
We don't do a lot of these loud outdoor horns anymore on alarm systems,
okay.
mainly because of those noise ordinances.
Yeah.
So that's a piece that you look into. But we do install a lot of cameras for homeowner associations.
Okay.
So because a lot of them have clubhouses in other areas, and of course
that aren't attended all the time, aren't lived in.
The general common areas, sure. et cetera. So.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about that a little bit more as we move into our next hour with you, Scott. Brandon, I'm so appreciative that you were here. Thank you. Thank
I was
you,
happy to be here.
And Brandon will be here as well with me this morning as we open up the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show at 10 o'clock today. We are going to be looking for you. We would love to talk with you and just meet you, shake hands, say hi. It's so much fun when our listeners come by and say hi to us. We are here in the 5000 neighborhood at the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show here at the Knoxville Convention Center. There is a whole section, a whole studio called DIY Made and Remade, and that's where that really cool arch is that I was talking about. So don't forget the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show today from 10 to 8, tomorrow from 11 to 5. We're going to take a break for national news, and we're going to return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
That's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess
news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2%.
Catherine Howell.
At least three people were killed after...
And Bob Yarbrough.
President Obama and Congress at odds...
Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is the news and talk of East Tennessee.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Administration to appeal. Immigrants coming. I'm Christopher Cruz. The Trump administration is expected to ask for a stay at any moment of a federal judge's block of the president's executive order banning refugees from entering the U.S. Yesterday, the judge ordered a nationwide halt. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
The bottom line is, in our country, no one is above the law, and that includes the president. And that's what went to the heart of our case here today.
People from the seven mostly Muslim countries affected by the executive order are now being allowed to board Air France and Qatar Airways flights to the U.S. In his weekly media address, the president said the travel ban is necessary to help keep the nation safe.
The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people.
In the Democrats' media address, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey said the president has disrespected the rule of law. I'm Christopher Cruz. There is a protest underway now in London against the Trump executive order, and protests are planned for a number of American cities today. Secretary of Defense James Mattis says the U.S. is committed to a strong relationship with Japan.
One thing is certain. The alliance between the United States and Japan is enduring and will remain as the cornerstone of peace and security in the Asia-Pacific region.
Mattis was in Tokyo today. More rain for California this weekend. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says a series of storms are headed for the state.
That's all because the storms are lining up one after another across the Pacific Ocean. I mean, this is an active weather pattern for the western parts of the United States, and it is helping carve out a major dent in that well-advertised drought.
More than 9.2 million people signed up for Obamacare during the open enrollment period that ended January 31st, about 500,000 fewer people than last year. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
It's now more difficult to learn about animal welfare violations.
The Department of Agriculture has removed inspection reports on animal welfare, enforcement records, and other information that advocacy groups use to check on commercial dog and horse breeders, some of whom had a history of abuse. A spokeswoman for the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service said the information was removed from the site for privacy reasons and other laws, and would not say if it was temporary or permanent. The reports included lists of animal welfare violations at certain facilities and at animal testing labs, and contained updates on whether those violations were corrected. John Stolness, Washington.
Four-time NFL Pro Bowler quarterback Michael Vick is retiring. He told NBC Radio that his playing career is over after not being signed in 2016. Vick spent six seasons with the Atlanta Falcons before being convicted of running a dogfighting ring. He served a 21-month prison sentence. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Your Saturday, look for lots of sunshine, but a chilly high in the mid to upper 40s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Increasing clouds overnight tonight with a low of 34 degrees. And then for your Sunday, mostly cloudy with a low of 52. Partly cloudy overnight Sunday with a low of 38 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Ready, ready.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. So glad you joined us this morning. We're having a good time here at the Dogwood House and Garden Show here at the Knoxville Convention Center, getting ready to open at 10 o'clock this morning. First hour, we had a great time. Brandon Friedman was with me, and Brandon is just a sweet guy that really knows his roofing. He does the roofing division of Master Remodelers. I wanted to give out his cell phone because that is really how to directly get in touch with him, especially over the weekend. His number is 207-9361, 207-9361, or you can go to mastercustomhomes.com. All right, Brandon Freeman does the roofing division for Master Remodelers. Scott Brokamp, among other things, is a friend, but is an owner of his security, and I am very excited to have you here this morning.
Yes, well, thank you. I'm
nice
happy to be here.
Kind of plug you in between roofing, because really you guys interface a little bit and probably should interface more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of areas we probably should interface more.
Yeah,
but,
I agree. Well, like you say, baby steps. And, you know, Scott, I know you're busy and we're busy. And sometimes we don't forget about each other, but I don't think we utilize each other as much as we could.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if the word security comes out of somebody's mouth, It's always about his security for me. And I'm always got your card ready.
Yeah.
But, and not because, you know, I get anything for that, but just because I believe in your company and I know you know what you're doing.
Well, in so much like we were talking in the first hour about roofers and you know, people coming in to try to open up business. And of course, unfortunately, with all the stuff that's happened in Gatlinburg, we're going to embark on that again. And, you know, that vetting process, that making sure they're a licensed contractor, how long have they been licensed in the state of Tennessee?
In the state of Tennessee,
Yes. So, you know, there are, and there's so many simple things that we can do as consumers to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's always important to try to relay that to everyone as well.
And, you know, as much as we try, you know, folks want to get things done, and so they're going to tend to hire the first thing that comes by that looks like it might be legitimate. Man, oh man, are you opening up a can of worms. For those folks in Gatlinburg, man, you guys have been through enough. My heart breaks for you. And I'm hoping that you will take the time to do your due diligence. Check it out. See what's going on with that individual. Where have they been? What have they been doing? If you Google their name and they're not coming up in Knoxville.
Right.
Right. Well, just watch it. I'm not saying people from out of town are always bad. I'm not saying that at all. Because at one point, I came from Michigan.
Right.
But, you know, I had my dad who had been here for 3 years, and we started the business together.
Sure.
But that was a different time.
Well,
it was a different time.
And you're right. And of course, if it's on the brink of crisis and they're here from out of town, you know. But one of the things, and of course, again, I mean, our hearts just bleed for those who, whether it's, have been the tornadoes down in McMinn County area or the fires. You know, one of the things the Home Builders Association is really stepping up big.
Yes.
And they're making it easier for those vetting processes as well. So if you're in that situation, if you need a good contractor, check out the Home Builders Association.
Call them. Yes.
Call them. Check out their website.
Online.
You know, there's a lot of things that of course, me being a part of the Home Builders Association, that we're doing and working really hard to try to make sure that we can alleviate some of those back-end problems that we've seen through there's so many of these disasters.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so you recently did some training and attended some seminars.
Yeah.
And you got some trends for me.
Well,
I'm so excited about this part. I've been waiting all day for this. Come on.
So there, of course, the CES was earlier in January.
And that means?
CES is the Consumer Electronics Showcase.
Oh my gosh!
Right,
it's and like a candy store.
it is, you know, it is. It's Geek Central, I guess we can call it. But this is when we see a lot of the new trends that are coming out in technology, not just security, but in all avenues, the AV world. When there's new appliances, anything that's techie, anything that's electronic, the big show is CES.
Okay. So you went there?
Well, no. No. It is on my calendar next year. I say it every year. I'm like, I'm going to go, and then I completely forget about it because, you know, it's like the second week of January.
I know,
like,
and we're just coming off the holiday, whatever.
You know, holiday, year end, everything else, you know. So, you know, one of the big things, virtual reality, we're always hearing about it. We're, you know, we're seeing, and you've got some VR goggles here. And so, but the thing that came out of CES this year is that virtual reality has been one of the biggest letdowns.
Really?
Yeah. It just has not quite made it as far along as what people would like it to be. So, you know, it's really cool when you can take I got a new Google phone now, and, you know, I don't have goggles, by the way, but, you know, you can take the goggles, and so it's neat. You know, one of the conferences I was at, there was a goggle situation to where you can kind of drag and drop and kind of create your own 3D portfolio to look at in the goggles. But,
interesting.
But what we're seeing and what the trend is seeing is that there's so much on the back end to get it to the goggles to make it work and happen the way you want it to happen. So it seems to be kind of where some of the glitching and some of the problem is in this trend.
Well, if you want to try them out, we're in the 5,000 block in the Knoxville Convention Center, and we do have a virtual reality set of goggles pertaining to roofing. All you need is a cell phone. Come on up. Brandon will show you how this works because heaven knows I'm not sure I'm there. I know it's pretty simple, but I haven't actually done it yet. But it's pretty fun. And it does show you lots of things about your roof that you may or may not know.
Yeah.
And you can actually see it. So it's pretty cool. All right. Let's talk about drones because, man, drones are causing all kinds of grief for security. All kinds of – is FedEx really going to deliver by drone?
Who knows? I mean, come on. Let's face it. How long is it going to be before the government really puts the big brother foot down on us?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like the Jetsons. Everybody's going in 18 million directions. If all those drones took off at one time that we all got for Christmas, what's going to happen?
Yeah, think about it. I just wonder, you know, this cloud that we live in, I wonder if they could find it because I don't know where it's at. But, you know, but drones is really, it's coming into the next wave. So there is actually a company that's overseas in the UK, and they have pre-sold it, but they have a drone. You can go and put some probes out in your yard, and when they detect motion, your drone will go to that area.
No way.
Yes, absolutely. So
say that one more time.
Yeah, so
there are the spots in your property. So if you have a big piece of property,
correct,
that you put these locators in, what happens if something goes by them?
So if it detects motion, the drone will leave its pod and it will go to the area. And of course, the drone has
and
a camera.
It. Yeah.
Yep. So then now you have the feed and you can actually survey that area.
What's going on?
But but that type of intelligence is we're looking. And in fact, Alarm.com announced that one of the things that they're looking at is how to possibly incorporate that drone. They are going to have a prototype of this. And so,
wow,
you know, there was even somebody has now designed an underwater drone.
No.
Yes.
Underwater. That's
underwater.
Bad. That's what I want.
That'd be cool. I mean, it really would. That'd be cool. I mean, you know, it's kind of like
let's go on vacation and take our underwater drone and go see everything that we can't actually get down to see.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose there's going to be lights on it.
Oh,
have
of course.
To be.
Of
have
course.
To be.
Yeah, yeah. And I bet you, I almost guarantee you they're going to be LED.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. You've got so many good things. I love having you on because we're always talking about new technology. So an underwater drone, well, that's not security. That's just flat fun.
That is, yeah.
Maybe it's research
it's
for some of us if we're trying to write it off somehow.
You know, hey, we might be able to find a way to use that to help protect your boat dock.
There you go.
Right?
There
I mean,
go.
Come on.
Yeah.
We'll find a way to use it.
Yeah. You know, that shark just gnawed on my piling last year. Okay. 656-8255. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about artificial intelligence and how it's impacting the security systems in our area. More coming up and around the house on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
For a little afternoon delight, we've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Geothermal HVAC. What is it? It's the most energy efficient way to heat and cool your home and business. It's more efficient than natural gas, propane, or electric heat pumps. That's a fact. How much more? Up to 70% more efficient. How is it so much more efficient? While the air temperature is hot in the summer and cold in the winter, the temperature underground is a constant temperature year-round. The winter weather is finally here. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. A&C Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. A&C Trades, proud member of the Home Builders Association and serving East Tennessee since 1977.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Knoxville? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Knoxville area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Knoxville is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-939-4700. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-939-4700. That's 1-800-939-4700.
Paid for by Fortune Builders.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Man, if you haven't been here yet, you want to get to the Knoxville Convention Center this weekend. I know, not tomorrow. But you know what? That'd be a good time to not have to wait in line to talk to some of these people, because it has been busy, busy, busy. Just lots of amazing gardens, amazing gardens. DIY is here. HGTV is here. There are places that all local crafts and artists are right behind us. We're in the 5,000 block of the neighborhood here in the convention center. You don't want to miss this. Doors open at 10 o'clock, go till 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, Sunday, 11 to 5. So you're not going to miss kickoff. You know, you're going to have to get out of your jammies, but that's okay. you'll be glad you did. You really will. I've been coming here for 15, 16 years, and I have not seen this much, this many displays.
Yeah, it's amazing this year. It's amazing.
In forever. Yeah. It is definitely worth seeing. How do I get there? Well, you just Google Knoxville Convention Center, and you'll find us. We are here. Doors open at 10. There are on the DIY stage, there are shows from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Lots of people that you know. Mark Bowe from Work Hard, Be Kind, Take Pride. Listed Sisters is going to be here. Jason Varney is going to be here. Joe Fox and Tyler Fogarty and Parker Andis, the director of horticulture for Biltmore, is going to be here.
Yeah.
So it's a star-studded lineup.
It is. And you know, this year they've got some new features. And one of them I want to talk about. It's called Dine and Design.
Dine and Design.
Yeah,
okay.
So listen, if you don't really want to get out of jammies, at 12 o'clock they have breakfast in bed.
Really?
Right? So there's actually some local chefs that are going to be preparing some food here. So at 12 today, we have Chef Carol Scott from Seasons Innovative Bar and Grill.
Oh, I love Seasons.
And designer Natalie Stair of Nest Knoxville.
Okay.
This is kind of a new event. They've also have what's called the Art Walk this year.
Yes.
Which is something new as well.
Yes, I forgot about that.
So the crew at Dogwood Arts have really done some cool things.
They've stepped
things
it up,
this
haven't
year.
They?
Yeah,
they really have. Yeah,
awesome.
That's cool. Speaking of stepping it up, the electronics show kind of stepped it up this year with some artificial intelligence. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of like the new where we're going.
Yeah.
You know, virtual reality, again, kind of it was a little bit of a disappointment from last year. Of course, it's still going to continue to work.
Right.
But with virtual reality, kind of where things are going to roll to is artificial intelligence. And so it's really more about predictive behavior and predictive moments, or maybe as the alarm.com platform has done, released what's called unexpected events.
Mm.
So this is kind of, and again, it embarks on that artificial intelligence. In other words, typically there's nobody in the home usually between 8 and 5, and for some reason you get a particular event happens at the home.
Okay.
And so then now we're creating alerts on that. They're calling them unexpected events.
And it can notify your phone.
It can notify your phone. So, and it can
awesome.
Even be, you know, simple stuff that
on Saturday, everybody is home, and normally nobody's in, you know, this door never opens. Well, it'll send you an alert that says, hey, this door opened on Saturday, it never opens on Saturday. So all the data that is being acquired from your smart home system.
That's just a little bit scary, too. Big brother knows what you're doing.
I guess the beautiful part about it is it's not like, it's just being done based upon algorithms. The data's there, and
they finally learn how to harness it.
Somebody is harnessing that data.
It's cool.
To benefit us. Right.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I would love that. I mean, I'm in and out of my home all the time because of my schedule.
Right.
And so it would be hard. Even the Nest has trouble keeping up with me. Sometimes I have to reset it.
Yes.
Because it's really not the same 1 week to the other.
Well, and it doesn't have enough data.
It probably has more data than it wants and knows what to do.
Don't get me started on that.
Don't get me started. Oh, it's exactly what I want to do. What are you talking about? All right. So talk about cameras and how it relates to artificial intelligence.
Yeah. So, as cameras are advancing in technology, we've had analytics and cameras for years, and we see them. It's what we see on TV, the CSI, or what happens at the airport, some of the government facilities have some of this intelligence built into these camera systems, some different markers that are in there.
Okay.
So now some of these technologies are filtering down into more of a cost-effective means so that we can start using them in some small businesses and some residential homes to where we have things that are called like tripwire, which means you can kind of draw a line that once if something crosses that line, now it's going to record. Even the abandoned, missing type of thing, so you can actually create a box. Like if there's an object, you can actually create a box on that object, and if that object moves,
it
will alert. Yes.
So you got this big home theater.
Yeah.
That we had home security install, or his security install, and boom, it's missing, or it's being disturbed, and bingo, your alarm goes off in your phone.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's cool.
So, and of course, it's going to record, on that camera.
Yeah,
So it's really some high-end analytics it's starting to filter down. Again, as we continue to grow in the world of technology, the price and the information is coming down. It's interesting to just kind of be a part of that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And so you could put this around a safe, this box, this virtual box. Mm-hmm. You could put it around wherever your jewelry is, your gun safe, whatever it is.
Correct.
Excuse me. Sorry, tail ends of this bronchitis I've been struggling with. Okay, so what else is going on?
Well, I guess this is where I can get my soapbox out here for a minute. But, every time, I think almost every time I'm here, we always talk about, I talk about the HDMI cables and how some people like to rough those in the wall. And I always tell everybody, don't ever, ever, never, ever, ever do that.
It's expensive,
really
expensive.
So we were talking about CES. And that's where everybody brings out these new TVs.
For those of us that have just tuned in, what does CES mean?
Oh, yes. Consumer Electronics Showcase.
Okay. Yes.
So the latest and greatest that has been released is now they're starting to make 8K TVs.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Dated mine.
Right. So, but
wow.
But here's what we see, and I've screamed it for years, and I will continue to scream it. And in fact, when people come to our office for any one of our educational courses, I always scream it there. But people have roughed in HDMI cables. The house was built, and whoever the low voltage contractor was I don't know what they were thinking. I'm not going there, but they'll rough in an HDMI cable. So now the HDMI cable is stuck in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming out. You can't change it.
Right.
Right? So then technology changes.
Right.
Now we have 4K TVs.
Right.
You go buy a nice new 4K TV hanging on the wall, and guess what? It doesn't pass enough data through your HDMI cable. It's roughed in the wall. So as we go to 8K, you're going to need a beefier cable.
Wow.
So there is a new HDMI 2.1 spec that has just been released, which is going to pass 48 gigabytes of data.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
is right? This per second, per minute?
Yes. It's per second.
Per second.
Yes.
Whoa.
Right. So,
Adam, are you listening to this?
Yeah. See, and so, you know, we're 4K, we're ultra high def, we've got high dynamic range. So as things continue to progress, as we get more technology, guess what? Hmm. You still, the world of my life, you still have to have the cable to support that.
Yeah, because I found out, in fact, this is one of the reasons I'm leaving this crazy cable company, is I had equipment that it was outdated because I couldn't figure out why my picture wasn't better than it was.
Yeah.
Because my equipment can't intake the data fast enough.
Right.
And they never tell you that until you call and start complaining.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Right. That's why you're here, because we want to know, how do we know? Let's talk about that. How do I know if the modem or the device that I have coming in with my signal supplier is adequate?
Well,
for what I have.
The easiest answer to that, Google.
Okay.
Google is a great tool.
Right.
Obviously the first key is if you're experiencing any issues,
mm-hmm.
right? So one of the things, unfortunately, some of these MSOs, as they're called, the
MSOs.
Yeah, that's what they call the cable companies. And
is that
and
what they call them? I got another word for that.
No. It's not it's not that kind of a word. It's not that kind
of
initials.
Oh, okay.
But unfortunately, a lot of times, even when you have, in fact, Christine in our office had the issue, her modem was out of date, knew it was out of date, and they refused
To replace it. Right.
Refused. And finally, you know, it had to be so bad that they had to schedule a service call. And the tech comes out there and he's like, yeah, they've told us to pull these out of the field anytime we see them.
Mm-hmm.
But yet when you call, it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So
I'm telling you.
They
laughed when I told them what I had. And they said, oh, well, we haven't used those in, 8 years. I said, what?
Yeah.
When no wonder my computer won't run.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, a lot of that still kind of lays on us.
Wow.
Or, obviously, that's where companies like us come into play as well. Is because,
sure.
You know, if you have a technology provider, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call and ask them a question. You know, one of these seminars I was at, the speaker was talking about, yeah, we have this great new chat feature, and I love it when people chat and people just send me a chat message and a text, and I'm like, no, please call me. Please pick up the phone.
Yeah. How are we going to talk about this? Which is, it's probably something that the consumer doesn't talk about every day.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you possibly going to talk to them on chat?
Yeah.
About this?
You know,
because you have to back up a couple years at least.
Right.
In order to even get us up to what you're about to say.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the listeners are not up to date, but they may not speak the language that you speak.
Exactly.
Because you speak it every day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We have the technical expert in the house. Just came from the Consumer Electronics Show. Has lots of ideas. If you have a question, this would be a good time. 656-8255. Coming back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Knoxville? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Knoxville area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Knoxville is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-939-4700. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-939-4700. That's 1-800-939-4700.
Paid for by Fortune Builders.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
Look for a sunny and cool Saturday afternoon with high temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Overnight tonight, we'll see increasing clouds with a low of 34. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Partly cloudy Sunday night with a low of 38. And then showers arrive for the afternoon on Monday with a high near 59. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. We are at the 2017 House and Garden Show, the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show, here at the Knoxville Convention Center, broadcasting live for you today. I can tell you that the view is sweet here. I'm looking at a beautiful garden. I can see three other gardens in the distance, and there are just multiple beautiful displays. Not only is spring sprung in the Knoxville Convention Center, but it is all displayed for you. You're going to get ideas. You're going to talk to experts. You're going to talk to people that do some out-of-the-box landscaping. I have a pine tree in front of me that is called a twisted pine, and, well, that's my street name for it. But isn't that unusual, Scott? It's very unusual.
It is. It
and then
is.
There's really a spiraling drooping plant on the or tree on the other end. It's just some beautiful things that you just don't see everywhere are here in the Knoxville Convention Center. So come by. It's $15 for the weekend pass, so you could come today and tomorrow so you can catch all the shows. The shows start at 11 o'clock and pretty much run every 2 hours or so. There's an 11 o'clock, there's a 1, there's a 2:30, a 4, and a 5. And you can check out the schedule by just going to, let me get this right, dogwoodhouseandgarden.com. dogwoodhouseandgarden.com. Including Listed Sisters, the horticulture expert from the Biltmore will be here. We're going to be talking about budgeting. We're going to be talking about docks and decks with Jason Varney. Jason Varney is a local business. He owns Dock and Deck.
Yep.
And he just finished his first season on HGTV.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I can't wait to see Jason. He's a good guy. I really, really enjoy him. Anyway, if you're just joining us, Scott Brokamp is here with me live at the Knoxville Convention Center's Dogwood Arts House and Garden Center. Scott is not only a friend, but he is the owner of His Security. And we just have a good time when we're together, doing the show together, and really just any time. If you ever want to talk to somebody that will lift you up and encourage you, Scott is the guy, beyond the other things that we're going to talk about. All right. Let's go back to our topics. We talked about digital technology and how you can't assume that every cable you put in a pre-construction as a pre-wire is going to carry you through the next decade.
Right.
Maybe not even 5 years the way it's going.
Right.
Because you just said eight K. Mm-hmm. That's twice as much as what's in the stores right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely.
How is all that? My question is, and I noticed this because I just got a 4K. How, when they're moving, does all of that keep up? How does that work? I know he's laughing at me because I don't know the words. But see, this is how you can't chat. You've got to talk to Scott.
It's just simply magic, Dawn.
No, it's just not.
There's these little creatures, we call them megapixels, inside the TV.
Well, no, I know that.
It is. And so, I mean, literally, it's the different processing and the different technology and components that they have as they build into these TVs, into obviously other video devices,
right,
that as they're able to capture and really explode that image.
Well, so all 4Ks and 8Ks, I can't even imagine what that looks like. I mean, I watched the Andreas Fault movie the other night, and I'm crawling up on the couch because it was so real. It was like it was happening, and I'm backing right up going, man, there's a big old hole right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. All right, let's talk about home theaters. Speaking of watching the Andreas movie. Whoa.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Talk about what's going on technology-wise with home theaters, because you do home theaters, don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We do home theaters. We do whole house audio. We're an authorized Sonos dealer, so we can help you find the Sonos solution that you may need. One of the newer technology pieces that have come out is called Dolby Atmos, to provide more of a 3D multi-directional sound. They're using it in some theaters now, and really in the theaters when they're using it, they're really just instead of the speakers just being all on the walls, now they're lined in aisles going down over the top of you in the theater.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So, but really, and so how that kind of correlates in our world is if with your freestanding type of speakers, so it will have a forward directional channel, but it will also have an upward firing channel speaker as well. So it's to kind of give you a more fuller 3D sound.
So like when I used to see the Bose little cubes on the stand,
right?
One was going up, one was going out. Is that the kind of principle that they're only obviously more advanced than that?
Correct.
Because that's way outdated.
So exactly, and it is. And at the end of the day, really, with audio and sound, the biggest thing is the trajectory that it comes off of whatever it is bounced from.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's, and especially like subwoofers. You know, subwoofers, they're usually all bottom firing or side firing to where you want it to bounce. You want that frequency
off the floor?
To bounce off of the floor, off the wall. It's why you normally see them in a corner.
Right.
And that's what gives you that feel of the super duper bass.
Like you can feel it in your chest sometimes.
Yeah. So
okay. Well, what about a vaulted ceiling? Now, does that affect that upward sound? It must.
Of course it does.
It has to.
And it always depends on how is the vault. So, so when you start talking home theater, really when you start talking technology at all in general, that's I don't care how much technology you have, you still need people.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You still need, to be able to come out and kind of take a look, to be able to consult, because you may have a vaulted ceiling, and the vault may just be the perfect vault to be able to do in-ceiling speakers and give you a beautiful surround sound.
Really? Now, can I do that retro? I don't have to do that wire.
Maybe.
Here we go with the fishing lesson.
Well, and that's it, right? So it depends on if there is access to get there. Yeah.
What about wireless? Can you do wireless speakers?
No.
They're not as good, are they?
Well, here's the beautiful the thing with wireless is this, is it still has to have power.
Okay.
So in the wireless speakers, they don't have an in-ceiling or an in-wall wireless speaker.
Gotcha.
So it's all going to be an external, like the Sonos, where it can sit on the table or sit wherever. But again, it's got to have power. There has to be
something giving it power. Okay. So the Bluetooth alone or the wireless alone is not enough.
Yeah.
It's like a television that has Bluetooth, which is awesome. It still has to have power there to power the television to begin with.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And we don't think about that. We think everything is wireless, so it's wireless. Well,
right.
It's not exactly.
Right.
The signal's wireless.
The communication is wireless. But it still has to have power.
Still has to have power. Mm-hmm. Golly.
Yes.
When are you going to start beaming power, Scotty?
Well, hey, Tesla tried to give that to us years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Goodness gracious.
You're cracking me up.
But really, I mean, at the end of the day, whether you're talking security, whether it's cameras, whether it's home theater, whether it's new construction, whether it's post-construction, no matter what it is, you know, at the end of the day, being able to have somebody to come out and give you a consultation, to look at the project, to be able to help you make informed decisions, you know, there are, in the alarm world in particular, you know, you can, they'll be more than happy to sell you an alarm system over the telephone.
That amazes me.
And after talking to you,
it's like
it's literally like going to the doctor with a broken arm and not letting him take an x-ray. How's he going to set it, or does he have to set it? Correct. Yeah. So, you know, it does. If you're dealing with technology, I mean, you can't just go online and go pick your parts and components to build your own. You're left to your own demise.
Exactly.
And we know how that works.
And haven't we seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I call those remodel rescues.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So how do I get a hold of you during the week?
So you can check us out online at hissecurity.net. Call our office at 865-474-9495.
474-9495.
Yep. All right. You can stop in our office at any time. We're at 11426 Kingston Pike. So if you're familiar with the Farragut area, we are right between Prestige Cleaner and Farragut Pharmacy.
Yes.
So very easy to find.
On Kingston Pike, directly across from
Fresh Market.
Fresh Market.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can't miss it because they have his security vehicles out there all the time. That's how I know if you're there. So I can come by and say hi.
That's right.
Truly. And what about your showroom? And that's really cool.
Yeah. So, you know, we always talk about smart technology and all this cool stuff. So we with the new location, we have the ability to come on in the office, check out the new technology. You know, if you can't make it to the Dogwood Show, that is, you can come see us here, obviously, and we have all that cool technology.
Oh, you have it here?
Well. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
You know, it's one of the things that, again, our life is all about trying to be there for our customers and trying to help educate. And so we are one of the only security companies I've ever seen that will have live monitored accounts that are hanging on our board over here. You know, so you can see all this technology, touch it, feel it. Same thing with our office.
Yeah. Well, we can go, and we've done this. You showed me on your phone what your office looks like while we're on the air live.
Yep. Correct.
It's pretty weird. And then, so you can, you know, see if your employees know what they're doing.
Yes. I have been known to, through the video doorbell that's on display in our office, I've been known to actually ring it and talk to people sitting in the office. So, we can have fun with our security cool stuff, you know?
Of course. Oh, that is too funny, Scott. You are so much fun. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up with Scott Brokamp and his security when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Now breaking out 2-on-1. Here's Benazza. Got him in shot. He scores! What a shot by Andrew Benazza.
The Knoxville Ice Bears host the Columbus Cottonmouths tonight for Star Wars Night. Joining them will be special guests, the 501st Legion, to meet and greet with fans. Come for the fun and dress up as your favorite Star Wars character. Groups of 10 or more get a free Ice Bears hat for each member of your party. Puck drops at 7:30. For tickets, call 525-7825 or visit KnoxvilleTickets.com.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
Hey, Knoxville, Truitt Electric is the East Tennessee specialist for your residential needs. Electrical work is all they do and the complete focus of their business. Truitt Electric's years of experience and residential focus ensure you get the best service and results for your peace of mind. Call Truitt Electric now and receive $30 off surge protection, $200 off panel replacement, 50% off smoke detector replacement, or $25 off one light installation. For peace of mind, call Truitt Electric at 865-549-7015.
Have you ever wanted to run across the 50-yard line of Neyland Stadium? It's not too late to sign up for the April 2nd Covenant Health Knoxville Marathon, half marathon or relay. For the youngsters, the Covenant Kids Run is April 1st at 5:30 p.m. It finishes at the 50-yard line of Neyland Stadium, too, just like the adults. Online registration is still open for all events through March 27. Also, the Marathon Health and Fitness Expo will be held Saturday, April 1st at the Knoxville Convention and Exhibition Center from 9 to 8. Visit KnoxvilleMarathon.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. We're so excited because we're at the Knoxville Convention Center Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show here this weekend, all weekend long. You don't want to miss this. DIY, HGTV is here. They're putting on presentations about every hour and a half, starting at 11 o'clock. DIY stars are here, and all the stars of the landscape community in Knoxville are here as well. You do not want to miss these gardens. Spring has sprung, and it is beautiful. Doors open at 10. We'll be here tonight till 8. Tomorrow, 11 to 5. Admission is just $10. And, of course, children and seniors are discounted. You can also get a weekend pass if you want to come back tomorrow for $15. So there's lots of options. Lots of other things you want to check out. And how do I do that? You go to dogwoodhouseandgarden.com. dogwoodhouseandgarden.com. They really have stepped it up this year, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 39th year here, and this is, I mean, it is just amazing.
It is.
You know, there is enough to see that two-day ticket,
the weekend pass
is absolutely well worth it.
Well, I tried to walk it yesterday, and I got through about four aisles, and because they're packed with stuff, it's just so fun. All right, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Scott Brokamp, an owner of his security right here in Knoxville. And we've got a question from Eddie for you, Scott. Welcome to the program, Eddie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Doing fine on this cold morning.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I had a question to ask about some transport layer security and stuff. How do you feel about more and more websites going to the TOS version 1.2 and also the SAW 256 for the certificates? Do you think that's something that's necessary, that needs to be done with all the hackers and stuff, or is that something a little bit more not really in line with what you guys have been talking about? I just caught the tail end of it.
We're not is your IT guys at that side of technology, so I really can't speak to that. Although I did come back from a conference where there was a lot of conversation about cybersecurity in a lot of these
Hot
things.
Topic.
So I am not very well versed in that, but I do have some very good connections of people of IT companies that we work with that could definitely help you with that. Mm. Feel free to, you can email me if you would like, info@hissecurity.net.
I'm getting my pen out right now.
All right, good. Yeah,
hold on, I can just a second.
Guide you in the right direction for that, at least.
Hold on just a second. My pen is not really... Okay. Info?
Yep.
Okay.
At hissecurity.net.
Security?
His security, hissecurity.net.
Okay, great.
Yeah, just shoot email, Eddie, and I will send you over a couple of contacts of some IT companies that we work with here locally, and I'm sure that they'll be able to help answer some of those questions for you.
Okay. Look, I really appreciate it because I deal with a lot of different companies, and I have to look at penetration tests.
Yeah.
And I do pretty much all my research on my own. Anything you can help me with would be greatly appreciated.
Well, absolutely, Eddie. I'll look forward to getting your email. And again, I will point you in the right direction.
All right, guys. Look, you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Eddie.
Sir, you
appreciate
too.
Your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 656-8255, 656-8255. Taking your final questions with Scott Brokamp and his security here on Around the House. If you missed the show and there's information that you want to share with someone, it's pretty simple to get that information. All you have to do is go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com, and then click on the weekend shows. Scroll down a little bit, you'll see my smiling face at you right next to Around the House, which is neither here nor there. But if you click on that and go down a little bit on the page, you will see our podcasts. Adam will have the show loaded up later, but probably close to the end of the show. And then you can click on that and review by topic whatever you want to listen to. So that's newstalk987.com. Also, if you want to talk with Scott, you can go to info@hissecurity.net if you want to ask him a question. Yep. Or you can go to mastercustomhomes.com if you want to ask me a question. Scroll down to the bottom where it says Ask Dawn. And I will be happy to respond just like Scott did. If there's something that I may not do, having been around this community for 20 years mm-hmm. makes a difference. And we really do know a lot of people, and we love to connect you to the right people.
Well, that's all right. You know,
that's how you do it.
And that's, you know, I mean, it's one of the things that you and I see all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, when you do business in the right way, mm-hmm. you want to help people.
Yeah.
You want to help whether they're a customer, a potential customer, or just somebody who needs a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important to be able to say, hey, I don't have the answer, but I know who does.
Exactly. And that's what I tell my kids, too, is, you know, if I don't know the answer when they were little, yep. I'd say, but I'll find out for you.
That's right.
And that's the difference. That's one of the things I think that sets you apart in the community and hopefully sets us apart.
Right.
Is that not, I can't help you with everything. I don't do everything. I specialize in remodeling and roofing. And beyond that, no. But I will connect you to people that do know what they're doing and help you in that vetting process.
That's right.
So that you don't make a mistake. All right, let's talk about getting your home ready for the future.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of scary. Right.
We're going to put some wings on it and some jetpacks. Oh,
there's a lot of building going on right now.
There is.
So what are you doing? What are you telling people if we're going to get outdated? I mean, we just went from 4K ultra high def to 8K in one show in January this
that's
month.
Right. Yep.
And we haven't even seen it in the stores yet, but we know it's coming.
That's right.
Because that's why you go to these shows.
That's right.
So how do we prepare for the future in our homes?
Well, in this, really a lot of the same old truths are still there. Hmm. And that is, you know, wiring is not going to go away. Okay. So they just
still got to have power
in all of these conferences and all of the state of the nations and all of these things. You know, they just had IBS, International Builder Show, and talking about the state of the new home market and technology. You know, technology is on the rise in new construction.
Mm-hmm.
Builders are now starting to acknowledge the fact that there is sellability
yes.
in technology.
Yes.
The statistics are showing that people buying homes are expecting technology. And so, you know, still to get that technology, the best thing to do is to be able to wire for it.
Mm.
For audio, again, the speakers are going to have some type of a device to drive them.
Yes.
So you're still looking at wire. So we still recommend the same adage I've said for years. If you think you might ever could possibly would should, I don't know, honey, what should we do?
Mm-hmm.
Put a piece of wire there.
Do it.
Just
yes.
put a piece of
yes.
wire there.
Put a cover plate on it and don't worry about it.
That's right.
Because if you need it, it'll be right there.
That's right. And nowadays, I can take a piece of Cat 5 wire, which is network wire that mm-hmm. most computers run from.
Mm-hmm.
We can convert that into just about anything we need to convert it into.
Really?
Oh, yes. So there are different adapters to be able to use that. Because it's a network cable,
yeah.
I can plug a piece on one end and a piece on the other end, and those two pieces will just use that cable to talk to each other. And so now we can make that do whatever we need it to do.
That's awesome. So that makes it flexible and expandable.
It does.
Without changing the internal wirings of your system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, when we talk about, when I talk about HDMI cables, we utilize we call it a flexible conduit or an AV tube. Some companies call it a Smurf tube, but it's nothing more we use an inch and a quarter, and I always recommend that you use an inch or larger.
Okay.
And it's just a flexible tube that goes in the wall. It goes from the TV hanging over the fireplace to wherever on the side where you're going to put those components.
Oh.
And so that way, when you get the new TV and you need to change the HDMI cable, you just simply pull the new cable in through the tube. And so you're there and you're ready for modern technology.
That's very Smurfy.
Well, it is Smurfy.
It's very Smurfy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about phones because, man, phones. I mean, are we in or out with the phones? I hear we're going to give you this phone when you go to a cable company or you go to a telephone company. They're going to give you a phone because you're going to get their wireless and you're going to get their television signal. And do I really want that phone?
What
am I going to do with it? If the internet goes down, it goes down anyway.
That's right. And it's not a traditional phone.
It's not. No, and that's the thing that I don't think people know.
No, they don't. In fact, unfortunately, one of my system designers had heard a horror story from a customer who was with another company, had been with them for multiple years, and she just found out that when she changed her phone service 3 years ago, that her alarm system was no longer monitored.
Oh, no.
Even though when they signed her up, they told her that we'll know if your phone line's ever cut. For 3 years, she faithfully paid the bill and was not monitored.
All right. That's the difference between his security and other security companies is they're going to tell you exactly what to do, what not to do, and are available to talk to you, whether you go to their showroom on Kingston Pike in Farragut or you go to info@hissecurity.net, you can find out what you need to know. Scott, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
I love
you.
Having you here.
Absolutely.
I really do.
This
is so much fun, and I hope you enjoyed this show, and I hope you learned a lot because that's what this is all about. Join us at the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show this weekend at the Knoxville Convention Center. Doors open at 10. We're here tonight till 8.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 11 to 5. This is worth the trip. This is a great date day for you and your spouse or your whole family. Mm-hmm. Join us. We will return live next week in studio with more of Around the House. Come by and see us. We are here at the Knoxville Convention Center's Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show. We'll see you next week on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can be hard to figure. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day from David Aldrich, Heather Haley, and the team in the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center. Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available, updated 24/7. With the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.